got AP volleyball coach Candace Klesby's 3-1, but kind of felt like it was by the skin of your teeth, wasn't it? How was your team able to ultimately pull this one out in the end? I know you were trailing most of that fourth set, but kind of turned it on there late.
Yeah, you know, I think we honestly trailed almost every single set, and had to battle back. And, you know, we keep telling them we're pushing first to 5, and just didn't get that done tonight in all 4 sets, but they stayed with it even through they know that we just weren't playing our best ball, but we stayed with it and just made some smarter shots and then just dug deep more defensively and tried to get Bella that ball so that we had more options with our offense.
Mm-hmm. It's still early in the season, but how do you kind of go about cleaning up some of those errors, because it seemed like some errors cost you quite a few points?
Yeah, you know, we missed a lot of serves tonight again. And again, like we said last year, early on, we'll take the aggressive serves because we know, like, later on in the season it's going to help us. And it did last year. We're just not serving aggressive enough to be taking as many as we're taking right now. But then, you know, some of the other stuff is just really, really small things that we're really trying to push in practice to clean up. And it is so early in the season, but some of those small things are going to help us, especially when we get going here against, like, the Dykes and the Denvers and stuff like that.
Last year, there was a lot of talk about resilience and grit with that team, and mm-hmm. maybe some signs of it tonight. Definitely not as big of a match tonight,
yeah.
But I mean, the way that they were able to still battle tonight had to be kind of impressive, right?
Yes, and you know, like we told the girls afterwards, you know, we're going to take the positive of we didn't play our best game, but you still came out with a win. And so, you know, Hudson and you take any team in our conference and you go put them in another conference and you're going to be the top. And so we know that we don't have a night off in our conference. We just don't. And so, I mean, they, like I said, you know, we know we weren't playing our best ball, but they stayed in it and, you know, just tried to make the little adjustments that we were giving them at timeouts and in between sets.
And it doesn't get any easier because you turn around and play
a
different-looking Dyke New Hartford team, but it's still D&H on the road here on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, D&H is always D&H. And so it doesn't matter that they lost 3 D1 athletes from last year. They're just always going to be a good, solid volleyball team who plays the game right. And so you definitely have to go in with your best effort against them. And so, and it has to come from all 6 girls that are on the court all the time. And so you give that, you give your biggest effort, your best effort, and you see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Last thing here tonight, I know it definitely wasn't your cleanest match, but I guess when it comes to, you know, players to recognize, you know, Peyton certainly had her fair share of kills. Adria is kind of flying around. Who kind of mm-hmm. comes to mind, you know, for tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think up front, you know, Zoe and Peyton both had some good swings up front. I mean, in the middle of the third set, they started sending 3 blockers up against Zoe every single time. So, you know, that's a huge compliment as a hitter. But, yeah, in the back row, Adria's definitely getting lots of touches for us. And Bella did a lot better job kind of in that third to fourth set of really mixing up our offense and running a little bit more stuff, but we were getting in system more, so then we could run some more offense instead of just the straight up out of system balls. So
all right, thank you for the time, coach.
Yes, thanks.